Hello. I would like to discuss with you our paper, which is termed Patterns of Daily Activities Among Youth with Epilepsy. And why did we do the study? We did it because there are no data how children with epilepsy spend their time over 24 hours. We know that kids with epilepsy are at potentially greater risk for low performance due to multiple morbidities. And there has been recently an advancement which in the development of 24-hour activity behaviors in children from the normal population that was reported as a Canadian 24-hour movement guidelines. So let's first clarify what these guidelines are. So they are of uninterrupted sleep, 9 to 11 hours for 5 to 13 years old, and 8 to 10 hours for 14 to 17 years old. The second part of the guidelines is no more than 2 hours per day of recreational screen time, and the third of at least 60 minutes per day of moderate to vigorous physical activity. And each of those three conditions should be met when averaged across 7 days. So the specific objectives were to explore how children with epilepsy who attend normal school spend time about those three codependent variants, compares these findings to youth from the normal population, but also youth with non-neurological conditions, and finally to evaluate our data relative to the Canadian 24-hour movement guidelines. So what did we do? The study is based on data from 2013-14, which was termed as health behavior in school-age children. Let me repeat, the study is based on data on Canadian children at school age, representing a cross-sectional sample of 10 to 17 years old who attend normal schools. So three groups participated. The first group were 163 children with epilepsy. The second group were 3,613 youth with non-neurological condition. And the third group were of over 18,000 controls from the normal population. Finally, we compared those data to the guidelines. So the main question, how did we identify the epilepsy? And the people who participated in the study had to follow the following questions. A number of long-term conditions are listed below. Do you have any of these conditions? Only answer yes for conditions that have been diagnosed by a doctor or health professional. So what did we found? We found that youth with epilepsy accumulate significantly more screen time than controls. And like their peers, they lag behind in physical activity. In addition, over 99% of the youth with epilepsy do not follow simultaneously all three recommendations. So we asked ourselves, are those youth with epilepsy who attend normal schools also at increased risk for poor self-management? The answer is potentially yes. increased sedentary recreational time means less physical activity, increased sweetened drinks and snacks, all those things that may potentially lead now or later on to obesity, sleep apnea, poor bone health, social disability, and maybe even other risky behaviors. So now that we have the data on how youth with and without epilepsy spend the time over 24 hours, we need to think how to approach this problem, because usually these youngsters in normal school of epilepsy are the kids who are doing best. And until now, we thought they're doing well enough not to really inquire about their own life. But these recent data suggest that health professionals need to talk to the kids and their families how they spend their 24 hours and suggest strategies to help those kids to decrease their sedentary recreational time, increase their physical activity, and basically think of their 24 hours as an approach to a healthier lifestyle.